are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about ghosts and the truth about them.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, so Jason, tell the audience why we think the Ghost Whisperer TV show and other shows like that are funny and really not very interesting.
They're not very interesting to us, okay? And okay. Because we see ghosts all the time, and they're rarely like the way they're depicted in the Ghost Whisperer.
Okay.
You know, I've never seen things fly off the wall. What are the some of the things, the yelling and the screaming? And oh, by the way, I've never had a long drawn out conversation with the ghost. Have you? You know.
Well, sort of, but not exactly.
Yeah.
Sort of, but not.
You know, in Ghost Whisperer, she had these long conversations of trying to figure these things out, and I've never seen that. But
okay. So.
But then ghosts don't talk to me that way anyways, because I'm not chatty. I'm not the chatty person in the group anyway.
You'd never know that at the moment. All right. So how do ghosts show up, and what should you do? And, you know, is it scary?
They show up with a lot less drama. Mm-hmm. The moving things around and creating noise and wind and voices is a lot more rare and a lot more subdued.
Okay.
And the scary part is only in your own mind.
Huh.
You know, Hollywood has gone crazy with this, and they've exploited all your fears and worries.
Right.
And true. Made them come alive on screen, which is great for the movie industry.
Right.
But it's just not very accurate.
Okay.
You know, and this is supposed to be a fun show, but we're going to talk about ghosts and life and death also. So it might get a little serious, but you know, my funny bone is on full alert today. So just warning you.
Oh no.
Yes.
Okay. So Jason, what is a ghost?
A ghost is an essence or soul of someone who has not stepped to the other side in the way that they're supposed to.
Okay.
And when we say the other side, we're talking about the non-physical dimension.
Okay.
Now, the non-physical dimension is the opposite of the physical dimension, where, you know, we're talking right now. You know, I'm talking to you with my voice, which is making physical sounds, and I'm sitting here in a physical place. But your essence, your soul, your emotions, and your intangibles don't exist in the physical dimension. That's why, as a scientist, you couldn't measure them.
Mm-hmm. In other words, you can't give me a pound of anger.
Yes.
Okay.
They exist in the non-physical dimension,
okay,
which is what makes people confused, because there's been so many people have talked to us about the spiritual dimension. Mm-hmm. And what always frustrates me is pet peeve. Okay. We didn't even have this. This isn't, but hey, I'm going,
I can't resist. So Jason, what is your pet peeve?
You know, this idea that, the religions own the non-physical dimension. Mm. That people think if it's about something that you can't, that is intangible,
or that you can't measure,
it has to be, connected to a religion. Mm. Now, we believe in God, and we can talk about that in another show. But the truth is that non-physical dimension affects everyone, and that your soul, emotions, and intangibles exist there. Mm-hmm. An example of intangible might be luck, success, accidents, that
okay.
sort of thing. That's
okay.
an intangible.
Okay.
That's an energy.
All right. So, Jason, what about the movie Ghost?
Oh, yeah. I love that movie. Not that it's because it's that accurate, but it was fairly accurate. Demi Moore, Patrick Swayze, Whoopi Goldberg. They showed a scene where one ghost was showing Patrick Swayze how to be able to remove things in the physical dimension.
And of course, this was after he died.
Yes, he had died, and he was walking around as a ghost. Mm-hmm. And he was he found this ghost that was kicking the can in the subway stations, you know, and he'd kick the can and over again, and it was kind of rare, and so Patrick asked him to show him how to do it. And first of all, it is very rare for non-physical entities, ghosts, to be able to move things in the physical dimension.
Right.
It's possible, but not very likely.
Well, there was something really important in all of that. And it was more about the understanding of the one ghost said to Patrick Swayze, he said, you're trying too hard. You're trying to think of how to do this, how to move this can. And, you know, Patrick Swayze was basically, yeah. And he said, that isn't how you do it. You do it through your intentions and by using your heart.
And that's a metaphor, really, for using your emotions. Mm-hmm. And your heart is your emotions, and right. Your intention is your emotions. Mm-hmm. And so when you're trying to move it, you can't do it with your intellect. You do it with your feelings. Right. And oh, by the way, that works in the physical dimension also.
Well, what a surprise.
I mean, I'm not talking about moving a can across the room. If I would have mastered that, you know, then I wouldn't have to worry about Patricia getting angry because I leave my underwear on the bedroom floor. I would just move those.
But
those.
I can still throw the can, everybody, just so you know.
Just, okay? I have to move those that pair of underwear to the dirty clothes and by my mind, and I haven't figured out how to do that yet. So,
okay.
Full disclosure. Here,
okay.
Yes.
So, you know, we have a story about a guy that who knew that we could talk to many different things. And,
he knew we were intuitives. I think I think he used the word psychic. We don't like to use that word, but he was convinced that there was a ghost in his apartment. And I know Patricia at the time didn't really want to go, but he wanted us to go there physically. And I thought it'd be interesting learning experience for us. It was a long, long time ago. And of course, Patricia was right. You know, for the first.
one more time. What?
The first time we met him, you know, we could tell that the problem wasn't the ghost in the apartment. The problem was him.
Right.
And the ghost was attached to him, mm-hmm. because of all of his negative emotions in his essence. And, right. You know, we weren't ever going to move that ghost because there was also a component. And I want to say this. He wanted to be special by having a ghost.
Yes.
And on one hand, he said, I want to get rid of the ghost because he can't sleep. But then on the other hand, he liked the idea about talking about it because it made him kind of unique.
Right. 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 Right.
You know,
right.
And so anyways, it didn't work out. We didn't move the ghost out because, the ghost wasn't able to, the ghost was attached to him.
Well, let's talk
about. He was using the wrong frame about, talking about the ghost.
Exactly. Well, and that brings up exactly what I want to say. Programming. We talk about programming all the time. Programming reduces our power. Programming reduces the power that we actually have.
It numbs us to our feelings.
Yes.
It numbs us to our ability to use those feelings in a positive way as opposed to just a negative way.
And there's one, and it also keeps us stuck in the emotions that don't serve us.
See, here's the most important part.
Okay.
Ghosts are much more common than we know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have an accident, your hand tremors and you move
the wheel in the wrong way in
exactly.
A car.
Okay. You have a fall. You get tripped.
Okay.
You have a momentary lapse in judgment.
Right.
You have bad luck. You have sleeplessness. You can't sleep because
right.
all these thoughts are in your heads. That could be a ghost.
Yes.
Or ghosts.
Well, you know, I remember walking down the street one time when we lived in the Bay Area, and all of a sudden, the next thing I knew, By the way, this was before vertigo. But all of a sudden I knew I was on the ground. And when Jason was basically picking me up off of the ground, I said to him, it felt like somebody pushed me.
Yeah.
And basically it was a ghost pushing me. They didn't like that I was in that space,
you know,
and trying to show their power.
We are constantly clearing my father and Patricia's mother from mm-hmm. our house and from our physical body and from our life. Mm-hmm. And those are our ghosts.
Yes.
And those are the common types of ghosts. You know, now we don't usually use those terms when we talk to people about that, right, because it scares them. Mm-hmm. You know, here's the other thing. We're designed to pass easily upon death.
Exactly.
But because of this trauma or negative energy in our essence and dysfunctional ideas about life and death, you know, dysfunctional ideas like it's a mechanical process only, we don't see that. Right. It's a superstitious religious beliefs. We see a lot of that.
Right.
God won't take me. I've been bad. I've been, you know, all these things. And we don't see it the same way. And other people's attachments. The most time people don't pass easily because all these other people don't want them to go and are attached to them and don't want them to leave.
Exactly.
It's a form of neediness. So souls get stuck and trapped.
There you go. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Misconceptions about ghosts comes from misconceptions about life and death. Mm-hmm. We always have more power than ghosts and can direct them, but programming reduces that power. So in other words, you can cast a ghost out. Anybody can do that, just as long as you have the belief that you can do it and you have the knowing.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that later. We're designed to pass easily after death, but the buildup of negative energy and trauma interferes with that passing. And okay. We've had a lot of experience with that. The ecosystem approach restores your power to live and die in the right way and to stand up to ghosts.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about life and death, heaven and hell, and the movie The Exorcist. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, Tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're talking about life and death, heaven and hell, and the movie The Exorcist. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason. Tell us about The Exorcist. Are the possessions really that scary and awful?
If you mean the growling and acting like an out-of-control wild animal, then no. But they can be very effective at hurting people and causing chaos.
Wait. So what do you mean hurting people?
They hurt people. It can be... it could cause an accident that could take someone's life. It could, I think a lot of suicides are very closely akin to possessions.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You know, we've heard that people, when they're committing suicide, you know, at the last minute or the minute they step off the ledge or pull the trigger, they regret it, whatever.
Right.
That's usually a possession.
Well, are possessions that common?
Yes. Mm-hmm. When your essence has a lot of negative energy, and everyone does, mm-hmm. possessions are very common because we lack the consciousness and wisdom to keep them away.
Oh.
When you ask yourself, why did I do that? Or why did I say something that seems out of character? It could be a possession. Oh. Often when that happens, we frequently start to believe that it's part of us, mm-hmm. when in fact it's a possession. In other words, you know, we're bad as opposed to we've got negative energy that's attached to us that's bad. Now, you know, the wild animal, we've never seen anything like that.
Not ever.
Now, the closest thing that I can come to is, you know, when Patricia, before her first cup of coffee
excuse
in the morning.
Excuse me?
You know, that wild animal, I see that. I'm not sure that's possession. I'm not sure what that is. But sometimes we have a lot of bad behavior.
He loves me. I'm sure of it. Yeah. But he will pay for that one. All right. So let's go back to The Exorcist.
So, you know, it gave the impression, the movie The Exorcist gave the impression that you have to, you know, fast and purify yourself and protect yourself with a cross and a Bible. Mm-hmm. I remember the holy water, and it was a priest, okay? That the priest has all this evolution and spiritual power.
Right.
You know, frankly, as intuitives, we've never seen that. We don't see that. Men who are associated with the church necessarily have more spiritual evolution than someone else.
Okay.
And for us, evolution is just removing that negative energy.
Okay.
And the more you remove it, the more conscious you are and the more evolved you are. And that's where you have the power. You don't need to fast to have these symbols like the Bible and the cross, you know, the holy water. That's a misconception because they only have power if we believe they have power.
Right. Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Jason has a fantasy he wants to talk about.
Oh, yeah. I've been waiting to talk about this forever. This is my exorcist fantasy. So if I was called in that movie for the woman who was possessed, you know, there wouldn't be any fasting for me. I'd probably eat a big meal, walk into the room, belch with no Bible, no cross, and just start
working. I'm sorry, everyone.
So, but, you know, I, to be fair, I highly doubt that there would be like a wild animal out of control. And mm-hmm. if that was happening to someone,
I recommend calling the SPCA.
Well, in this case, it would be considered a mental health issue.
Yes.
And they'd be drugged.
Yes.
You know, so, mm-hmm. And frankly, you don't get rid of a possession by just doing a few sprinkling water or saying a few things or, you know, doing like a ceremony or whatever.
Okay.
That's not how it works.
Well, how does it work, Jason? How do you get rid of a possession?
It's basically the ecosystem approach.
Yes.
On a long-term basis.
Yes.
Where you systematically start to remove and identify the negative energy and start to remove it.
Mm-hmm.
Inch by inch. And this negative energy is not a mechanical process. In other words, removing the negative energy is not a mechanical process.
Meaning this first, that second, that third,
right.
That kind of thing.
It's not like a formula.
There you go.
What you do is you remove some and then you look and see what comes
up.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah. Because negative energies will cover up other negative energies.
Exactly.
And we've seen that all the time.
Here's the most important point.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that we've done as intuitives is our discovery of the 80% negative energy in your essence that comes in with you. So in other words, we believe that as babies, we should be clean and pure, that our essence, when it comes into a physical body, is perfectly clean. That's not what we see.
Right.
It's not a belief. It's what we see, mm-hmm. that this negative energy is still there. It doesn't go away. And we have to take our intention in this free will zone, in this physical dimension of Earth,
okay.
is a free will zone. And we have the ability to direct our energy.
Mm-hmm.
And remove it.
Okay.
And that's why we created the ecosystem approach. By the way, if you want more information about this 80% or this discovery, we did two shows called Discovery Part 1 and Part 2. And I suggest you go back and look at those. Listen to it. It's amazing, amazing two shows. So,
okay.
But here's the thing, okay? This negative energy that's attached to us is not really us. It's a form of a possession.
Mm.
We don't own it. It's not who we are authentically. You know, mental illness is almost always a possession.
Yes.
Most illness and disease is made worse by possession or is a possession.
Mm-hmm.
Trauma opens us up to additional negative energy that could come in the form of a possession.
Hmm. Okay. So, well, let's talk about life and death and heaven and hell, Jason.
Okay. First of all, lots of misconceptions about heaven and hell. And this, again, this is based on what we see. It's not based on our belief system. It's not based on buying into a dogma that we were trained in. This is where we, as intuitives, because we've been clearing this negative energy from our essence for over 20 years now, and then we look and we see what we see.
Yes.
And I see that we do believe in God, in a supreme being. And when we look, we see that the barriers to God is our relationship to God is this negative energy. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about heaven and hell.
Okay.
It's not a place. It's an energy.
Hmm.
And you can be in hell while alive or dead.
Well, I've been there a few times myself, I admit.
There's so many people that we encounter that we've dealt with, whether in as clients or just living our life, who have been in hell.
Yes.
You know, they're in pain, they're sad, they're depressed, they're hopeless. Mm-hmm. They don't they're like the walking dead or worse. Mm-hmm. They're living in hell.
Yes.
And the same thing goes for heaven. You know, as we clear away the negative energy, and you know, we talk about how we like it up here. You know, it's close to Yosemite, and right now we've got our electricity turned off, so it's not optimal. But we've got a generator going, and we
paid the bill. I'd like you to know that.
Yeah, we got a generator going. We've got we're all set, but it's not the place.
Mm-hmm.
We've been clearing so often that Patricia and I just look at each other and we're just happy.
Yeah,
and
I love it.
And people kind of see it. They think it's energy or they think it's charisma or something like that. And maybe it's some of that. Maybe, you know, this is where words kind of fail us. But it's just that we're happy.
And by the way, people notice it everywhere we go.
So souls, when they die, when you die, your soul continues to live. Again, this is what we see, but sometimes it doesn't pass easily or appropriately. And usually, always, when that happens, it's because there's trauma and negative energy.
Right.
That's attached.
Right.
That's how you create a ghost.
Yes.
You know,
is because of trauma.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Just want to make sure that
Maybe you've been abused all your life and you expect everybody in your life to abuse you. You know, maybe you want revenge because of abuse so badly that you, even if you die, you won't leave because you want to find a way to get that revenge.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's, you know, that's really scary. That is not, that our intentions of being here, I'm talking about on earth, is not to do revenge and be angry and hateful and all of those things.
It's to clear it.
Exactly.
With the ecosystem approach.
Because life happens.
Yes.
And it happens all around us. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Possessions are very common because of all the negative energy in the world.
Okay.
You can be your own exorcist by just removing the negative energy with the ecosystem approach.
Okay.
Heaven and hell is not a place. It's negative energies that happen in death and in life. And ghosts are created when we don't remove the negative energy, so the soul cannot pass easily when there's death.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to teach you to be your own Ghostbuster and create consciousness about these forces that are usable every day for common problems and difficulties. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact disease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're here. We're going to teach you how to be your own Ghostbuster and create consciousness about these forces that are usable every single day for common problems and difficulties. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, how do people and us create more consciousness?
Simply by using the ecosystem approach.
Okay.
As you remove the negative energy, your intuition grows, mm-hmm. your emotional intelligence gets stronger, and you start to see things or perceive things that others miss.
Hmm. So how do I and our audience become Ghostbusters themselves?
By being conscious and understanding energy.
Mm.
You could easily direct the ghost to help themselves and leave.
Okay.
Most ghosts are somehow connected to negative energy attached to you or other things.
Okay.
You know, I remember we had this dinner at this restaurant on the coast of California on Highway 1.
And by the way, it's very famous for
having a ghost.
Yes.
Sylvia Brown, I think it was Sylvia Brown did a séance there and talked to the ghost and uncovered the story, which was very interesting.
Yes.
And I knew the ghost was there. I remember, but it just made me feel nauseous while I was eating my meal. It just wasn't, and the meal wasn't great, but you know, they probably, you know, they had a ghost, so they, you know, they didn't have to be as good a
yeah.
cook, you know?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
And frankly, I could have easily just gotten rid of the ghost, you know, cleared it, made it go away. You know, I know it was their meal ticket. It was their marketing. So,
and what they wanted was people to come there to, think that they saw the ghost or that they felt the ghost or, you know,
yes.
And the bottom line is that the ghost was there. I will definitely
yes.
say that I saw the ghost myself and the ghost was like, oh, you don't need to be here because you're going to make me leave. And yeah, but I'm not, they need the, you know, they need the bucks. Let's put it that way.
All this happens as a result of consciousness. In other words, if you want to be your own Ghostbuster,
mm-hmm.
as you clear the negative energy attached to your essence,
mm-hmm.
you become more conscious.
Okay.
And that consciousness helps you in choosing a mate, career decisions, all decisions that you make that impact your life. Most of us are so, we take a mechanical view, like this is the best thing to do in this situation.
Right.
Well, that's always wrong because the question should be not what's the best thing to do in this situation. The question is what's the best things for me
mm-hmm.
to do in this particular situation on my path that's unique to me. And all that comes with consciousness.
Mm.
But we live in a programming world where it's all about the formulas and, you know, you do this. If this happens to you, you do this. If this happens to you, you do this. That never works.
Right. Well, and that's what? Programming.
Exactly.
Right. So, Jason, let's talk about the ghost of our parents, meaning yours and mine.
You know, most of the ghosts that we deal with, and frankly, when we work with our clients over the years, we don't call them ghosts. We call them negative energy.
Right.
And sometimes we personalize it. Sometimes we don't. I know Patricia is more likely to personalize it, you know, just because that's... You know, the people that like to work with Patricia is because she's personal in a very amazing way. And, you know, the fact that she can personalize it makes it more meaningful. You know, I'm much more male in that way. It's just, you know, I'd
just say, well, the facts, ma'am.
Yeah, just the facts. It's just negative energy, blah,
right.
blah, blah.
Right.
But for example, you know, some of you may have heard that I just had knee surgery and my knee's doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
But the other day it was starting to swell and Patricia's looking at it and she could see my dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my dad wants to get in my way from moving forward. He's not here anymore. He's deceased.
Mm-hmm.
He's always kind of trying to block me, get in my way.
Let's tell one truth about the whole thing. The bottom line is Jason's father was very jealous of him and all of his abilities.
Well, and also my relationship with my mother, who's living with us now also.
Yes, yes, exactly.
So here we are, we're doing things for my mom that he never did.
Right.
And it's it creates a problem.
Yes.
You know, Patricia has Meniere's disease, which is, in her case, can be an awful disease, but in her case, it's very, very mild. And, but she's told me all since we've been together about how her mother used to knock her off her feet. Mm-hmm. So when she gets veneers, it's like she's been knocked off her feet.
Right.
She can't find her bearing. She can't find her footing.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say this, as we were talking about the show today, Jason said, did your mother really do that? And I said, yeah, actually both my parents did. Knocked me off my feet. So I learned as a child, talk about a protection. I learned as a child programming to stand out of arm's reach of both of them.
So, you know, these ghosts are often very familiar to us. Mm-hmm. You know, the other day you were trying to play a song on the guitar. And
I'm really struggling with this particular song. And this particular song, every time I'm playing this song, there's an entity there that is trying to stop me from playing the song, and especially from my heart. And it's quite annoying because you can only play a song so many times over and over and over again and keep getting it wrong. Pretty soon you need to get it right. And I struggle with this particular song. It's an entity that's stopping me.
Yes, it's a possession. It's negative energy.
Right.
And so being conscious of that, those types of things can be very valuable.
Exactly.
So let's talk about what happens to your soul or your essence when you die.
Okay.
This is little known, but we think that dying is a purifying process, but that's not what we see. Mm. If you have a lot of negative energy attached to you, it goes with you when you die.
Yeah.
We see that the other side, meaning the non-physical dimension, is becoming more and more, for lack of a better word, polluted.
Yes.
With this negative energy.
Yes.
That we often get guidance from our entities in the non-physical dimension. But those guides often have the same pollution.
Right.
One of the things that, again, little known, but because we're on Earth here in the physical, we're in a physical free will zone. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? It means that we can direct energy from this physical place.
Right.
So when we do clearing with the ecosystem approach, which is what we do, we're telling that negative energy to go.
Yes.
And we have the power to do that. When you leave this physical plane and you're not no longer in a physical body, you don't have the same power to direct and remove that negative energy.
Right.
We've worked with a lot of entities to get rid of that the negative energy that's attached to them.
Okay. I have one more thing I want to address before we go on to key points of this segment, and that's children and ghosts and monsters. Yes, we all come in with that approximately 80%, but I want to say to those who have children out there or have experienced it even themselves, that the bottom line is that the ghosts and the monsters are actually real. Children have the ability to see the ghost and the monsters. And when we discount or discredit what the children are seeing, it's really detrimental to them.
It's a form of programming.
It really, really,
you're saying
really is.
What you see with your emotions isn't true.
And isn't real. And the bottom line is that if you have, you deal with this one in now and in the future, the bottom line is start talking to your children about what they see. Does this monster have a name? What does the monster want? What are the ghosts saying? And you would be so surprised that the children will tell you, as a matter of fact, this is what I see. This is what I know. This is what I feel. And by the way, don't discount it. It's true, but
it's a form of, when you discount, it's a form of programming.
That's exactly
right.
You're
teaching them to push aside their emotions.
Exactly.
And it creates the opposite of consciousness.
Exactly. And so the one last thing I want to say on this is that my mother could not stop me from seeing the ghost. So just understand, we can deal with all of it using the ecosystem approach. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
You can be your own ghostbuster using the ecosystem approach. The ecosystem approach helps you become more conscious and have that consciousness Is very practical for daily life.
Okay.
Developing consciousness is the best thing you can do to work with energy forces in your life. Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid of ghosts. Use the ecosystem approach for consciousness and the best life possible.
So, Jason, let's talk about how we do this energy work.
So the energy work is a form of removing the negative energy, or in this case, I don't usually say it this way, but you're removing your own ghosts.
Okay.
And all you have to do is, we're going to do this in the next session, next segment, we're going to remove negative energy or your ghosts.
Okay.
And all you have to do is use your imagination. When we say and to eliminate, gather up that emotion, the veils and illusions, the barriers, whatever we say, and blow them into a trash can.
Okay.
If you don't have a trash can near you, use one in your imagination.
Okay.
And then go on to the next emotion. It's that simple.
Okay. And then what we're going to do after that, we're going to activate life force, the most powerful energy that we have access to. And basically what we're going to do is, we're going to call in life force energy. We're going to activate it to go through the top of our head, go all the way down our torso to the tips of our toes, turn it around and blow out any negative energy that is left over. So with that said, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you develop consciousness for yourself and work with unseen forces for your benefit. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you develop consciousness for yourself and work with unseen forces for your own benefit. Jason, you ready to do some clearing?
Here we go.
All right.
Just follow along and breathe with me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that ghosts and unseen forces are not that scary. So gather up those veils and illusions. Blow into that imaginary trash can right now.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can begin to see that possessions and ghosts are actually very common. Take a nice breath.
Gather up those barriers. Blow them into that trash can. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that possessions are common, but should not be normal.
Okay.
Take a breath.
Now, to me, this is, out of all the clearings we do today, this is the one that is the most important. And to eliminate, and of course, I'm the one who's doing this one. And to eliminate any fear, worry, anxiety I have about being possessed or connected with ghosts. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate any and all of my strong feelings that attract other like energies. Take a breath.
I had to eliminate my guilt and shame that makes me susceptible to negative energies floating around out there. And by the way, they're everywhere. So release and let go of that guilt and shame, because that's what they're attaching themselves to. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that ghosts and possessions have way more power than me. No, that's not true at all.
I was going to say, nope, not true. Take a breath, everybody. And to eliminate any victim energy I have that makes me susceptible to ghosts and or possessions. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my anger, bitterness, and hate that is attached to me that doesn't go away without clearing. And in fact, would attract other entities and ghosts that have anger, bitterness, and hate attached to them. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see my power that comes with consciousness and wisdom. Take a nice breath and blow out any negative energies left behind.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my negative energy attached to me stays with me when I die.
So I release and let go that negative energy starting right now. Take a breath. And blow it out. Hey, Jason, can I activate life force energy?
Let's do that.
All right. So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can use life force for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Take a nice breath.
And to activate life force so that I can have the power to deal with Patricia before coffee.
Sucker. Everybody take a breath and give Jason that little push that he needs. Take a breath, everybody. By the way, he's like this all the time. And to activate life force so I can trust that I have the power to overcome ghosts and possessions and negative entities. Take a breath. Let it go in through the top of your head, all the way to the tips of your toes. Now blow out any negative energy.
And to activate life force so I can see my life in terms of the health of my essence and clear it so it's healthy.
Take a breath. And activate life force so I can stop putting off what I need to do today for my own healthy essence, starting right now. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have the confidence to see that I have the power over energetic forces, ghosts, and possessions.
I like that one. Pull it in through the top of your head. Life force, let it go all the way down your body to the tips of your toes. Turn it around, and any negative energies that are left over, blow it out. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative with those entities and negative forces, so I can be healthy all the time, so I can love myself and be peaceful and have laughter and joy and love. Not only love for myself, but love for everything that I think, say, and do, and put out there into the world. Take a nice breath. Let that life force come in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your torso to the tips of your toes. Now turn it around. Any negative energies that are keeping you from what you want, what you just asked for, blow it out. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
This is a kind of a special show. It's called Difficult Diagnosis.
Huh.
And we're going to help you deal with diagnoses that are rare, difficult, incurable, or an unknown diagnosis. When the doctor says, I don't know what's wrong with you. These are difficult conditions, and we have a unique perspective. In other words, we know that in the human body, you don't need a quote-unquote diagnosis to heal yourself, and that the body has its own natural way of doing that, and we're going to get you started.
Okay, I love that. So if some parts of you gets the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded, and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
So if you really want to be a Ghostbuster, if you want to deal with the spiritual forces in your life, if you just want to become more, have more consciousness, you need to make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically a part of your life. We've made it really easy for you.
Okay.
We created a weekly newsletter that has clearings related to the topic that we just talked about. A few words from me, and then a little bit about the next show. It's amazing. You can take this free newsletter, look at it every single day, do the clearings every single day, and then come back next week, listen to our show, and do the clearings with us at the end. It's a great way. It's all free.
And it's a really good way to get started using the ecosystem approach.
Yes. All you have to do is go to our website at www.livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab, and all we ask for is your name and email address. It's completely free.
Okay.
And if you got a benefit today, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org. And just write a comment, just like us, whatever you like. We really appreciate it.
Suggestions of shows would be great.
And if you don't do it, we may go haunt you. No, just kidding. Anyways.
He didn't mean it.
So do that for us. We'd appreciate it.
Okay. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.